your Uncle Rasputin, and if I could maneuver you for some cheap applause here at the beginning of the show all here tonight, me and my wife are 6 months pregnant. Thank you very much. So much. Excuse me one second.
Fuck! Fuck! What have I done? This is the second worst idea I've ever had!
I'm sorry, I'm okay. I'm okay, everything's okay. But seriously, sir, this is the second worst idea I have ever had. Okay? And trust me, I'm a comedian and an actor who works at a restaurant. That is the first worst idea I have ever had. Okay? You want to guess which one pays money? Spoiler alert, it is the restaurant. Okay? And I'm having a fucking kid, right? And I'm a comedian. That's a terrible thing to do to a child. Comic is two steps above a mime. How about two steps above a mime? It goes mime, magician, comedian, current reality star, rodeo clown, former reality star, still skewing with popularity, doing club appearances, making money. Okay? And think about it. Who gets hired for birthday parties? Mimes and magicians. Nobody's like, hey, Russ, will you do that shake about your Jewish mother and my fucking son's 5-year-old birthday party? Nobody does that. And then when you think about it, right, at least the fucking magician brings magic tricks. He brings props. He brings an assistant. The mime takes the time to put on the fucking gay makeup and the tights. Me, I just show up smelling like weed and bitch the whole time. 2 steps above a mime. And when my wife said that she wanted to get pregnant with all of this, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, your Uncle Russ was cool with it. Because I was convinced that my sperm was so stoned, it would forget what it was doing halfway through and stop off at the Carl's Jr. to get something to eat. Have you seen those chicken fingers, sir? They are breathtaking.
They're delicious.
They're like Teenage Mutant Ninja chicken fingers. They are amazing. So ladies and gentlemen, also, if I can milk you for one more set of cheap applause. We found out the other week that we are having a boy. Thank you very much. Okay? And at first I was like, okay, we're going to have a girl. I thought we were going to have a girl because I smoke a lot of pot, so they told me pot smokers generally have girls. So clearly I'm not doing my fucking civic duty as a fucking Los Angeles citizen, sir. I need to smoke a lot more weed. Okay? So we found out we're having a boy, and I was cool with having a girl, right? Because if it's a girl, you know, I would be their daddy, I would spoil them, but I wouldn't do any of the heavy lifting. You know, my wife would do all that. This is why your crotch is bleeding. She would take care of all the heavy lifting. Okay? Right? But it's a boy, and I realized that if you have a boy, you gotta set the example as a man. You gotta be a man. I just bought a new Batman game for my PlayStation 3. This is not an example of a man. What kind of example of a man is this, sir? And then people ask me, because I'm Jewish, my wife's Italian, so it's the half Italian stallion we're having, okay, right? But everybody's cock is Jewish. When you're born, everyone is circumcised, okay? Everyone's cock is Jewish. Thank you for clapping, sir. Okay? And someone said to me, you're gonna have a bris. I was like, oh yeah, I want some fucking 85-year-old shaky Jew fucking Moylan slicing up my son's cock, right? Because I've been to 2 brises, and they are horrible. I saw 2 of my cousins fucking get there. It is horrible. It's worse than any Tarantino torture porn scene. It's horrible, right? And do you want to know what they always have to eat after a bris? Fucking deli platters. You know what I don't want to see after seeing your shaky fucking Moylan slice my cousin's cock? Rolled up kosher salami and honey roasted turkey, which they got from the same place. I got a deal from the guy. It was delicious. It doesn't make it right. Thank you. Thank you. Because obviously I'm reactionary, okay? Your Uncle Russ, you're going to see throughout the night. I'm reactionary, okay? All right? I don't want the kid to be like me. I want the kid to be more like my wife. I see her over there. I see you, honey. I think the world would be a better place if there was another one of you in it, right? You're so sweet. You're so kind. She got her master's in clinical therapy. She wants to be a therapist. She wants to help the world. Me, I'm just making fucking jokes about mutant fucking chicken fingers, sir. I'm not helping society. If anything, I'm holding it back, right? And here's another fucking fun fact about me becoming a comedian. Here's another reason I shouldn't have done it. I have the nicest mother-in-law in the world. This bitch has never been mean to me once. She's never said something passive-aggressive about my lack of money. She's never told me to get a fucking haircut. This fucking accommodating bitch, right, doing my fucking laundry when I visit. I'm on to her, right? Obviously, she doesn't care if her fucking grandson eats. It's true, and I don't want the kid to be like me. I don't want the kid to be like my parents, because my parents are the reason that I obviously have trouble reacting to things proportionately for what is appropriate for the fucking situation, right? Okay, I don't know if you can tell. And like, even if it were like a small situation, right? Even if I were late to school, my dad would burst in the room, right? Like the fucking SEAL Team 6 at fucking Osama bin Laden's place, like, Russell, get up, you gotta get up, you're gonna be late to school, I'm gonna be late to work, I'm gonna lose this job, they're gonna kick you out of school, we're gonna go bankrupt, your mother's gonna leave me, I'm gonna have a heart attack, I'm gonna get hit by a bus, I'm gonna die, I haven't paid up the insurance, I'm worth nothing to you, kids, Dad! I'd be like, all that's gonna happen today? Just cause I'm late to, did you say if mom leaves you, it's gonna be my fault? Wait, my parents are crazy, they think everyone is out to get them, everything's a conspiracy theory, everything's a scam, everything's a, ah, you see, that's how they get you, that's how they get you. I'm like, who's they, mom? Who's trying to get me? She's like, ah, see, they got you. They're getting you right now. You're already being got. You're meant being got. They're fucking crazy. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I leave you all here tonight, I just want you to know, before we get the show moving, I mean, I'm not going to leave you. The show's going to get moving, okay? But, ladies and gentlemen, you know that I have nothing, okay? And I am told by this Guinea Italian wife of mine that this little clone of mine is going to need shoes repeatedly for the first 18 years of its life. Apparently, its foot will continuously keep growing this, right? And I have nothing, but people don't realize if I get one national commercial or one guest role in an hour drama and my financial situation changes my whole life. So studio audience, listen, as you, I'm going to be honest with you all night. I'm going to be honest with you right now, okay? Your Uncle Russ does not want to be the biggest star in the world. I just want to rape somebody on Law and Order. I don't care which Law and Order, okay? I am not picky. I don't even have to rape a human, miss. I am even willing to rape a dog on Special Victims Unit. Chris Maloney would be like, this dog was fucked against its will, I see. And I see him be like, yo, he a dog raping punk, fool. Pow. Not tumor on House, sir. I want Dr. House to solve the mystery right now with snark and pizzazz. And miss, ladies, as I leave you all here tonight, okay, I am not picky, okay? I am even willing to play gay, black, with AIDS. You can throw in the nut tumor from earlier, okay? As long as I get to die crying in Meredith's arms at the end of a Grey's Anatomy episode, people, okay? Because that is an international syndicated residual, which means at any time in the world, I could be raping something or dying of a gay black nut tumor, and my kid will get to eat and have shoes, and my guinea wife will leave me the fuck alone. God bless you, honey. God bless your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your Uncle Russ. Thank you for having me. Are you guys ready for this or what? So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a killer lineup. We have amazing special guests. We have amazing comics. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to warm it up like a fucking toaster for our first guest. Not only have you seen him on Last Comic Standing, he's also a correspondent on AJ Hammer's CNN, a headline news, entertainment news tonight, or whatever it's called. So ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our friend, Mr. Steve Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just going to get right to it, man. I just did a show in a town called Plantation, Florida. You cannot make this shit. You can Google this. Plantation, in Plantation, Florida, they have a plantation museum where you can go there and learn about slavery. For $5, you can go in a bag and pick the cotton like the slaves. White lady came over to me and was like, would you like to pick some cotton? I said,